Blue Jackets come to town. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The 80th State FFA Convention kicks off today in Gatlinburg with over 3,000 students, advisors, and guests in attendance to celebrate another successful year.
There is nothing like being in Gatlinburg during the Tennessee State FFA Convention. When you hit the streets and you see hundreds and hundreds of FFA jackets just traveling up and down the streets, heavy traffic going up to the convention center, it just sort of puts a warm feeling in your heart to see that many young people coming together for such an event to form leadership skills and, more importantly, to form friendships across the state.
Chelsea Doss is state FFA president from Eagleville, and she says this year's convention will be packed full of great sessions, leadership training, and contests for everyone to enjoy.
Some of the most exciting parts about convention is for those that are competing in the career development events. There's a wide array of different types of events that will be going on, not to mention the jam-packed sessions that have keynote speakers. Martin Gorman is going to be speaking this year, and he's an excellent speaker. And we will have a few new surprises this year that I think the students are going to be pleased with.
Now, Doss has been state president for the past year, and she will turn over the gavel to a new state FFA president at the end of convention.
This past year has been just great, and I'm really excited to wrap up this year here in Gatlinburg at one of my favorite events to attend, State FFA Convention. And at convention, I'll be giving my retiring address as state president, and I hope that the students will be able to relate, take a little bit from my speech, and apply it to their own life.
And the theme for this year's FFA Convention is Blue Jackets, Bright Futures, and we will have more reports coming from convention every day this week. So join us tomorrow on the TRN.